pick a good fit, and what are you going to bring to the organization here?
You know what? It came up last second. It kind of all happened in the last 24 hours. We've been talking to some other teams and whatnot, and then they kind of just came out of nowhere and asked if we'd be willing to take the offer that I had, that I just signed. And I figured with the type of potential that the team has and the way the team's looking, and given the opportunity that they said that I'll get this year, it just felt like a no-brainer. I need to, it's my goal to get more NHL experience, and to do that in such a skilled offensive team, I think it was just a no-brainer for me. And I'm just looking to be a supporter of Helly's and the rest of the team, and then just be a good teammate, and then contribute in the games that I do play, and I'm very excited to do that.
We understand you know Connor fairly well from the Net360 group. I mean, how big a factor was that in the decision, and is it help matters when you're looking to find a new goalie partner?
Absolutely, it does. Especially when you're going to get a fresh start in a new organization, making that transition is always easier when you have buddies on the other team. And Helly is a good friend of mine. We've seen each other at, like you said, the Net360 camp, and we've been keeping in touch ever since. And it's going to be nice to have him. I'm also spent some time with Mizey and Nick Batan as well. Me and Nick are both from Vancouver, so there's some familiar faces in the dressing room, and I'm excited to see those guys as well and get to know the rest.
Do you have any ideas to how many games or anything like that that you'd like to have an opportunity to get in, knowing that you are the number two guy?
I can say that I have goals, and I would like to play one of every four, and they said that's definitely a possibility. They don't want to, they don't want to have Helly have too much of a workload. So I hope I can provide that for him. And I don't look too far ahead, and I don't try to put too many expectations on how the year is going to go. I'd like to just focus on each game that comes my way, and I'm grateful for each game that will come my way, and then I'll just be prepared for each game that comes my way.
Lauren, maybe take us through last season with Edmonton. Obviously, spent some time with the Oilers and then back to Bakersfield. From your perspective, maybe what went right, what went wrong with the Oilers?
It was just one of those things where they wanted Talbot in the net. They wanted especially with a slow start to their season. Staffers wanted to pick things up and then go with Taubes to make sure that they can get back on the right track. And I understand that, but unfortunately I ended up being pretty stagnant and on the sidelines. So it's hard to get a lot of any traction. And I went down and back down to Bakersfield and started playing more and getting the confidence back and feeling the game out again and did really well down there, so it was nice. It's definitely nice to have the staff of the Jets to see the potential that I have, and when I am in the net and I do get opportunity, but I'm definitely will be at it.
Does it take a different mindset to play on a Canadian team with high expectations? I've been thinking, especially if 2 years ago you were part of that Oilers team that went on a pretty good run in the playoffs, and obviously you saw what the Jets did in the spring this year.
Mm-hmm. It definitely adds an element. Having said that, I haven't really experienced anything else. I've only been on Canadian market teams. But no, it definitely adds an element. I've seen the others, like you said, 2 years ago. When things were going well, the fans in the city and just the whole energy in the room is so positive that everyone gained that extra 10% of confidence and everyone rides through that. But then you can see it on the other hand. When things don't go right, the pressure increases when expectations rise. So I've seen it make it tougher to be in a Canadian market, but it's also very rewarding if you're part of a winning team.
What do you see as your strengths as a goalie? You know, Connor has talked a lot about biomechanics here. I mean, what do you see as your strengths? Are you more of a technical guy, an athletic guy, a combination, or how would you describe your style?
Yeah, I would say it's my ability to move in the crease. I'd like to think I'm very strong. I can get around for a big guy. I can get around the crease pretty quickly and efficiently. So I would say definitely it's my movement and all that, yeah.
What's that program, the Net 360 program? I mean, what does it teach guys like you and Connor and obviously Devin Dubnyk's been in the program as well?
It's a really unique camp. It's just something that I had never seen before and wondered why there is no camps that specifically geared towards goaltending. And it's pretty cool. You have a lot of NHL experienced coaches that show up to the same ice surface. And everyone kind of shares their opinions and thoughts on the way they feel the games will be played in certain scenarios. And you just get a lot of information from really respectable coaches all in 1 week. And then you go through the repetitions with some very, very good shooters. I mean, you got Andrew Ladd and guys like that. Mizey comes out and shoots. So it's a high quality camp. You know, aside from the coaches, even just working with guys like Dudes and Helly and other NHL goalies, it's nice to share each other's thoughts and see what works for each guy, and then you can kind of implement your own, you know, some things from other guys, and it's a really rewarding week for sure.
Right? Does it focus on like movement? What parts? What mechanics does it kind of focus on?
Well, that's the thing, is we pretty much cover everything. So there's a lot of skating involved to start, and the drills we put together, we try to make it as realistic as possible for the type of stuff and situations that we see in a game. And then on top of that, off the ice, we work with Adam Francilia, who is just an absolute genius when it comes to biomechanics and training you, especially goalies, to move in space. It's just a lot of cognitive and neurological working out. So it's really geared and specifically towards goaltending, which is another thing that I had never seen before. So we're definitely grateful to have him out there as well.
Have you heard from Connor in the last 12 hours or so since this all came together?
No, I just caught wind. I just kind of got all my Wi-Fi and all the news and the contract signed not too long ago. So my phone's kind of flooding right now, and I haven't really gotten a chance to see who's reached out. But if he hasn't, then I'm definitely going to give him a text and go from there. I'd love to hear from him.
So as you enjoy your time overseas right now, what's next? What's on tap for your summer here?
So I'm going to head back to Vancouver pretty soon, and then it's go time. It's the heavier part of the training starts. I'll get on the ice as much as I can, probably every day, and then the heavier workouts kind of start, and then you just kind of get your mind and body prepared for camp.